This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Senior IPS officer Ajay Singh will be the new DGP of Jharkhand. Earlier, Election Commission directed Jharkhand government to remove Acting Director General of Police Anurag Gupta from his position with immediate effect. This decision comes taking into account a history of complaints and action taken by the commission against Mr. Gupta during previous elections. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, Senior National Conference leader Mubarak Gul has taken oath as the pro tem speaker of the newly constituted assembly. Mr. Gul, who has been elected from Idgah constituency in Srinagar, was appointed as pro tem speaker yesterday. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha administered him the oath during a ceremony at Raj Bhavan in Srinagar today. Mr. Gul will administer oath to newly elected members of Jammu and Kashmir Assembly on Monday. President Draupadi Murmu has left for New Delhi from Malawi after concluding a three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. Our correspondent reports that the president was accorded a warm ceremonial and traditional farewell. She was seen off by the vice president of Malawi, Michael Biswick Uzi, and other higher officials. The president's visit was the first ever by an Indian president and added a new chapter to the historic relations of the country with these nations. It comes a year after the African Union was made a permanent member of the G20 during India's presidency. During the week-long visit, President Murmu held bilateral meetings with the leadership of all the three countries and interacted with Indian diaspora. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is on a visit to Mexico. She participated in the India-Mexico Trade and Investment Summit on enhancing trade and investment collaboration in Mexico City. Minister for Economic Development for Mexico City, Manuela Zabolza Aldama, also attended the summit. Speaking on the occasion, Ms. Sitharaman said, joint efforts of India and Mexico can strengthen resilience through diversification, especially for critical components like semiconductors, printed circuit boards and other high-tech electronics. Vijaya Rahatkar has been appointed as the chairperson of National Commission for Women. A notification in this regard has been issued by Ministry of Women and Child Development. Ms. Rahatkar has served as chairperson of the Maharashtra State Commission for Women and mayor of Aurangabad. The ministry also notified about appointment of Dr. Archana Mojumdar as member of the NCW. Hezbollah's deputy commander in the Bint Jebel area of southern Lebanon, Nasser Abdel Aziz Rashid, was killed in an operation by Israel's Air Force. According to the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, Rashid was involved in terrorist activities against Israeli civilians. In cricket, hosts India have taken an overall lead of 106 runs on New Zealand in the first of the three-match test series at Bengaluru. On the fourth day of the match, India were all out for 462 in their second innings at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. Earlier today, rain affected the fourth day's play as well after ruining first day. Rishabh Pant missed out a century after Sarfaraz Khan's majestic 150 helped India to score 450-plus score after the first innings debacle. The Railway Protection Force, RPF, will participate in the Delhi Half Marathon tomorrow to raise awareness against child trafficking. The Railways Ministry said that the RPF will participate under the slogan, "Our mission, prevent child trafficking on trains." To highlight and raise awareness about child trafficking prevention efforts across the railway network, it is highlighted that the RPF aims to emphasize the urgency and necessity for collective action to safeguard children from exploitation and abuse. A special Khadi exhibition is being held at the Delhi Hart INA in the national capital. The exhibition is being held as part of the nationwide Khadi Mahotsav to promote Vocal for Local and Atmanirbhar Bharat campaigns as well as to enhance the income of Khadi artisans. The National E-Governance Division has successfully launched the inaugural episode of its exclusive live series, Ask Our Experts. The initiative provides a platform for direct interaction with government officials and subject matter experts. And that is the end of this news bulletin.